Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement radio broadcast. Today is a very special day because this is the final episode in our entire Summer of Transformation series that we have been recording this year. And we're closing it out with some moments of deep reflection and heartfelt gratitude because this has been much more than just a typical broadcast series. We're wrapping up a year of mission that started in prayer, moved through our neighborhoods, and ended with thousands of people reached across seven regions. From our leadership retreat to our spring kickoffs to the streets of every borough in so many cities across the Northeast, we have seen the hand of God move powerfully. So we're honored to be with you today. Hello, everyone. I'm Mick Richards.
And I'm Pastor David Bidell, and we are just excited and overwhelmed at what God has done as the body of Christ stepped up and stepped out, joined hands, and brought the love of Christ in so many creative and fascinating ways and deep and intimate ways to neighborhoods that were just in such trouble, neighborhoods that were struggling with despair, to some of the loneliest in our region. We saw the body of Christ step out and bring his beauty and his love. And it's just hearing some of the different testimonies as we close up this season has just brought me to tears at times. To think of the beauty of the body of Christ when it's living with purpose on mission and together. And it reminds me of this passage in Revelation 19 where the Word of God is sharing the beauty of the bride of Christ and the beauty of the celebration at the wedding feast of the Lamb. And it says that the bride has prepared herself. She has been given the finest of pure white linen to wear. And it explains the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people, the good deeds of God's holy people. And today we're celebrating the good deeds of God's holy people as they shared his love throughout the entire region. So it's an exciting time and an exciting episode for us. And we're also so excited to have Chad McVann here with us today. Chad McVann is on the streets so often with us, but even more than that, he's behind the scenes making sure with the Holy Spirit's anointing of the gift of administration, he's making sure that everything runs and operates as it should be to bring honor and praise to Christ. So, Chad, we're so happy to have you here today with us to share in this celebration.
Thanks, Mick and David. It really does mean a lot to me. This has been one of the most exciting, definitely stretching, but so encouraging that I've had the privilege to be part of for the last couple of years. And I'm so excited to get the chance to just share that with you guys today.
Guys, let's go back to the beginning just a little bit because there's a lot to reflect. This year has been a roller coaster ride, has it not?
Yeah.
Most definitely. Roller coaster.
This has been probably the busiest year we've ever had in the Jesus Week movement. So let's go back to the beginning and take our audience on our journey a little bit. So you listening can understand a little bit about where we've been, and we want to put you in this experience with us. So just so our audience knows, we have a whole 12-month cycle on what we do every single year, and we really want to begin it with leadership development. And this takes place in the leadership retreat that we have that sets the stage and sets the tone for the entire year. This is where hundreds of our leaders come together in one place. We work together, we pray together, we strategize together, and then those leaders go back and they start building teams in all of their areas. So let's just reminisce a little bit about this year. We started off, this takes place in Keswick, Jersey, as we do every year, but this particular year felt very different. This was our fourth year that we did this. David and Chad, I want to ask both of you, David, let's start with you first. What were some of the most memorable moments for you during this year's retreat back in February?
Well, thank you, Mick. Honestly, it's the highlight of the year for me. When hundreds of our dear friends come together from all the regions, and it's Philadelphia, it's New Jersey, it's New York City, and other regions come and join us, but the incredible oneness, and because we've been doing this for several years now, deep friendships have developed. deep relationships and cross-pollination and connection and praying for one another over the last several years. So there's no separation like I'm from Jersey, you're from Philly, I'm from New York. There's just no garbage like that. It's just perfect, beautiful oneness. And it just reminds me of the sweet words of Christ that is at the core of what we do. I have given them, Jesus said, I have given them the glory you gave me that they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. And being in that place, we experienced a taste of heavenly oneness across hundreds of different ministries and leaders. And that was just a moment that will stay in my heart forever.
Yes, it was absolutely brilliant, David. You're 100% right there. But there certainly is a lot of back planning. It doesn't just start in February. You know, the doors open, the registration opens up in October of the year before, sharing what's going on. And then even the planning around it, it's amazing. First of all, you know, we were completely booked out. We had over 223 people there. And it's a three-day event. For our listeners who might be unfamiliar with this, it's a three-day event. But from my end, you know, we have to pick up the speakers, the projector, the printing, put the tables out, put the chairs out. You have to make sure that, you know, one pastor wants to be in the same room as another pastor. So you're doing cross-referencing of that and making sure food requirements are there. And someone might be gluten-free, so you have to have the gluten-free option. So the planning of 223 amazing leaders coming together and making sure they just have a completely focused time with Christ is brilliant. So my highlight was it's just the kickoff of an event that's going to really lead to a phenomenal year.
Amen. Thank you, Chad, and thank you for all the incredible work you do to make it all come together. But Mick, you brought something new to the movement this year, and you shocked us all when we thought we were going to be going through a 20-page leadership manual, and it turned out to be a 440-page book. It outlined the entire saturation to transformation strategy. It was filled with stories and color photos on almost every page, case studies, and a vision for the future of the movement. The room was rocked and stunned at the sheer size and the blessing of the book. How on earth did you ever find time to write that and inspiration to put it all together in time for the retreat? That was extraordinary.
I did it between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. because that's all the free time I have working for Pastor David.
Oh.
It was a big book. It was supposed to be a 20-page manual that we're going to release to our leaders at this year's retreat. But as I started writing it, it kept growing and growing. And I remember I kept sending you guys versions of it, and it kept getting bigger and bigger. And you guys stopped reading it, and you stopped looking at your emails because it was way too much. And by the end of it, when it was done, it was a 440-page book. And so we made a limited run printing. And at the retreat, I told everyone, hey, I've got a 20-page manual. Would that help you? And I had this cheap-looking manual graphic on the screen. And they're saying, yes, let's do it. And then what came were these huge boxes of these big, thick books, and everybody's jaw dropped. And what we ended up with was a very sophisticated, thorough manifesto for community transformation. Yes. Called Mission Wake. And you've got three books, Pastor David, and the last book was called Holy Flood. So this really is a continuation of your set on what is the impact of the Holy Flood that has happened in the Northeast, and how can this ripple out into the wake of movements all over the world. And that was the intention, was to put the strategy of a saturation to transformation, John 17 movement, into the hands of our leaders, of the fire starters, so they know what we know, how it started, and how to build on a 12-month basis, so that they can take this thing, put it in hands who feel the call to build something, but they don't know what it is. This book is written for them. This book is on the website, by the way, for anybody who is interested in checking it out more.
Amen.
And then we lead into March and April. Now, the reason why March and April are so important is our kickoff workshops. Guys, you know how much I love the kickoff workshops, right? I just love these. They're so effective because we get to help the church and they take ownership of their zip codes. And that's so important. You know, we get to introduce the leaders of each region, and they have this their holy teams. But it's very, very structured. We have our zip code maps and then how that impacts the summer. This is all leading to a summer, a 9-day outreach to completely saturate the areas of pain and devastation with the love of Christ. It really is powerful. We do training, and the training topics are very much chosen by the regional pastors that attend these workshops. So some are kids training, some is care pool training, evangelistic training, and really it does inspire them. And then just see them take this training and actually go into their neighborhoods and see hundreds of kids just praising the Lord. Like, it is so beautiful that it isn't just head knowledge, but actually people, practical knowledge, so that people are going out there and changing their community.
Amen. And the only way we're going to really heal cities is at the local level. It's the borough level, the zip code level, the community district level. That's where real healing takes place. There's vision is great and passion is great, but unless leaders work together at a local level, nothing will change in a community. And when we come together for these workshops, there are dozens and dozens of local leaders, local volunteers, local church members that gather together. And one thing I hear over and over again is, until we started doing this, I never had a relationship. I didn't even know the name of that church down the block or even that church across the street. And then they come together and there is a bond of love in Christ, and immediately the team is formed. And you know, Jesus Week is a one-week event, but the dream scene that we see taking place over and over again is these teams stay together for the entire year and they support one another and collaborate at any opportunity. It's a beautiful thing to see the coming together of the body of Christ at the local level.
So these are Saturday workshops from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is really where the leaders come together and they present their vision to all the churches that come to these workshops. And probably the favorite part for me is when everybody gets to sit together at tables organized by zip codes. And this is really important because people and leaders and volunteers are sitting together in their zip code teams. And like you said, Pastor David, some of these leaders are meeting each other for the first time, didn't even know that they were in each other's zip codes and never would have known had we not placed everybody by areas and by zip codes. So this is important. To your point, the Jesus Week event in the summer, that's the saturation piece. That's the initiative we're all working towards for the summer. But the teams, the relationships, the sustainability is the transformation piece that happens throughout the rest of the year. And that's why these kickoff workshops are very important for the teams in each region to set the tone, to cast the vision out on what God has put on their heart to do as a unified movement in their cities, and give churches, leaders, volunteers an on-ramp to join that John 17 opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's koinonia. It's friendship. As you said, the real transformation comes when the local body of Christ, from whatever church and denomination they're part, when all those who love Jesus get to know each other and become friends, and then anything can happen. But, you know, I want to step into one of the pillars of our work. We always say the three pillars of our work are Christ saturation, that if we're not doing this in worship of Christ, then all of it will fall apart. But the second pillar is prayer saturation, and then city saturation. And these two are so critical. And when we, after the workshops, we get into the month of May, we call it Pray May, and we begin a season of just prayer saturation, where all the churches begin to saturate and cover their communities. Everyone takes on the zip code they live in and the neighborhood they live in, and they just They just pour living water of prayer and blessing and hope over their region, preparing the soil, preparing the ground for the planting that comes in the summertime. But during the month of May, we're just watering the ground with prayer, watering the ground with blessing, and we're uprooting the weeds and the evil and all the curses that are part of cities like ours. And we're praying for God to rain down the blessings and power and revival from on high. And so the month of May is just such a beautiful time for us to breathe deep after lots of training and lots of preparation and just welcome the Holy Spirit and say, oh God, fill this temple. Fill the temple that we're building in our city.
Then we go from building the temple to building an altar, and that takes us into Times Square. That transition from building teams and going into the summer of transformation, going into battle into our neighborhoods, is that piece right after Prayer Saturation Month, and that is our Times Square kickoff concert celebration. This is amazing. It happens at the end of May, the beginning of June. This is our rallying cry. It's a full-day event of prayer, worship, evangelism. It's building an altar right in the center of what some people would consider the epicenter of the entire world. And so we really love this day. I love this day because this is our largest opportunity for all of the leaders and churches and volunteers to come together in one location for the largest evangelistic outreach of the entire year. So this is not easy to pull off. And Chad, you are the man with the major plan behind the scenes, and nobody knows how hard you work. In fact, I don't think you work harder the entire year than you do trying to pull off this event. You just can't go into Times Square and have an event. There is a lot of work behind the scenes. So take us there, Chad. What does it take to pull this Times Square concert celebration off every year?
A powerful team that comes together, and God has positioned me with, and I take it so humbly and so much, such a privilege for me to utilize my skill sets to help the team achieve the dream of having tens of thousands of people praising the Lord. You know, so we go there with some very big aspirations. But, you know, I write the permits about a year prior, and then I work with the city. There's about five agencies I have to work with to get this approved. And it's tough. I mean, this is a complete spiritual battle. You know, the reflection of that is physical hurdles, but we only got the green light on the day of, on the 30th at 4 p.m. Quite difficult. We had two fantastic headliners, Sinatch and Three Crosses. We had Saturate Worship. Do you know how many Bibles we gave away, Mick? We gave over 10,000 Gospels of John. I Wow. filled up my whole entire red van, my work wagon with Bibles. And, you know, we got to train Pastor Don now. You know, we've empowered him to lead those volunteers. We had over 20 chaplains standing in the front of the stage. After each set, we would do an altar call, and people would come forward and hear the gospel message and receive the gift of salvation. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, grafted into God, into Christ's palm, as the Word of God says. It is such a powerful, powerful moment. People, I saw people coming with wheelchairs getting prayed for. The whole plaza was full, was completely full. It was right by the red steps, and I saw it. I saw people standing on the top of the red steps, hands in the air. Wherever you look, there were no gaps. There was just people praising the Lord. And it's tough, you know. We're there the night before, setting up at midnight. Barricades have to be coming down. You know, you got promises of volunteers coming in for multitude of reasons. They don't come in, and then the ramifications of that. It was truly a 72-hour project. It was so immense. But to have so many people hear about the gospel, you just would do it a thousand times over.
And David, this event is always special for you for a lot of different reasons, but it's also special because it's one of the only times that we get to see you fully unleashed with the Saturate Worship Band. Now, I have joked before, when you lead worship, you change the room. And sometimes you get so into the spirit and the moment that if we're not careful, you might leave us behind while you float away into the heavenlies, and we're going to have to figure out a way to tie a string to pull you back down.
Thanks for that, Mick. Well, sometimes it does feel like that. And many of us who worship, you feel like God just raptures you and takes you into a different place. And so to do that in Times Square, is just a spectacular opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus, where honestly, it's almost like the Temple of Baal over there at times, where everything that is not of Christ is glorified, money and power and sexuality and things that are so opposite to the values of the kingdom of God. But then, you know, in Times Square, all the nations are there. Representatives from all the boroughs come and gather there, and not just our church people, but people from all over come, from every nation, every state in our nation come. It's a gathering place for the nation in Times Square. And so, just as in the day of Pentecost, as the apostles in the upper room and the saints were worshiping God, God's Spirit just fell upon the crowds gathered there, and thousands came to know Him. And we see the same thing happening in Times Square, and we see thousands saved. We see thousands saved during this time as they open their hearts to Christ. So it is a precious time and opportunity for us to lift up the name of Jesus and let Him draw all people to Himself.
And that takes us into the Summer of Transformation. Now, this was a 3-month missional movement across 7 regions. For me, the most personal part of all of this is serving with our teams. Now, I'm a documentary filmmaker as well, and I have been documenting this whole movement from the very beginning. I've been filming everything. And I got to tell you, I have multiple lanes. For the first part of the year, I work with the pastors and the volunteers and help build the infrastructure and strategies and building the teams. But when we get into the summer, I go into filmmaker mode, and I get to go to as many outreaches as possible throughout the entire summer. And it is not easy, let me tell you. But this is the treasure for me for the entire year, because then I get to go into the streets working with the volunteers, working with the pastors, working with the leaders, highlighting them, honoring them, and letting people feel like that they're on the ground with them and spotlighting the work that they do in some of the most toughest neighborhoods throughout the entire Northeast. And I love this. The most unsung heroes, the most unexpected people that you will probably never know, God is using the most powerfully in ways that will completely astound you. And my heart throughout the entire summer is to go and serve with these people, document what they do, promote what they do, and share these remarkable stories and these incredible personalities with you, the audience, through our entire communications and media program with the Jesus Week movement. So that's just what I love the most. I'm waiting all year long for this, and we have captured the most incredible stories. We've seen God move on camera in ways that we've never seen before, and we really want to show you what happens when churches come together in a John 17 movement and honor one name above everyone else, and show you how the Holy Spirit of God will reveal itself in ways and bring community transformation and internal transformation in ways you have never seen before. And that really is the heart of what we're trying to do all summer long.
And the healing that we're seeing, it's just reminiscent of the Lord's Prayer, you know, His prayer that it would be on earth as it is in heaven, that His kingdom would come and His will would be done. And we're seeing Him build His holy temple as churches and the people of God, and we're seeing joy rise from the ashes here in our city.
Well, we are already out of time. We could talk about this for the next hour, Pastor David and Chad, with what God has done throughout the years. And you listening, we really hope that you have enjoyed this final episode to this year's series. And we also encourage you to go to the website, JesusWeekMovement.org, where you can see and listen to the entire series of what we have been recording, cataloging what it takes to build a true John 17 saturation to transformation movement. These episodes are here for you as a tool to encourage you and to bless you and to share with your network, your churches, and your city.
Isn't that just phenomenal? We started off Staten Island, we've grown to the five boroughs, now we're bringing in to New Jersey and Connecticut, and our pastors from all over the country are saying, how do I bring this to my city? Isn't that amazing? You know why? Listeners, you know why? Because it's built on obedience. That's God's love language, man. Obedience. Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm. Every day, people are saying yes to God, showing up and giving Him room to move. Sometimes surrender and just stepping aside is the best step forward.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, you are the light of the world. And as you shine, everything changes. And we welcome you to join the team. We have training tools, prayer strategies, so much available that this movement can scale in cities across the country. And so we welcome you to join and step up and step out into your neighborhoods and join together as one with all that love Jesus in your city. This has been the Jesus Week Movement Radio broadcast. And with this episode, we officially close out our Summer of Transformation broadcast series. But the mission continues. So until next time, keep praying, keep walking, and keep believing that transformation is still possible. God bless you.